John Roberts with Methinks. I just wanted to make some comments on a very good presentation of Susanna Shalesh's from the European Commission. I was particularly noted by what she said about the whole point about developing resilience over the last recent years. But we've got a few elements that still need to be taken care of. One of these is the fact that we still have very poor coordination between what elements of the projects of common interest are, as it were, desirable, and how do you package them and put them together in a constructive framework that constitutes a strategy as opposed to simply a list of disparate projects. The second is that you need to have, it seems to me, a clear indication that certain projects that are regarded as important, but on which negotiations have gone on for far too long, actually get chosen or dropped. Things in this category would include the Croatian LNG project, the interconnector between Greece and Bulgaria. Thirdly, is there room to consider that where you've got some projects under development, notably the Brewer system connecting Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and Austria, that while this works very nicely to satisfy Romania's domestic requirements, including its export potential from the Black Sea, it doesn't actually constitute a big enough system to really make a difference in overall European energy supply if you look at the N-1 equation? And finally, is it appropriate now to place a greater emphasis on the Ionian Adriatic pipeline as a prospective backup for the marine section of the Trans-Adriatic pipeline?